You're tuning in to the Meet Your Candidates election series on Fresh FM. In every episode, we interview a new candidate running for local elections so you can get to know them better before you head to the polling booth. To find more information about the 2025 council election, head to nelson.govt.nz. Kia ora, today I am joined for another Meet the Candidates interview with Graham Tyree. Graham, welcome to Fresh FM.
Kia ora, thank you.
It's great to have you here. So, to get us started, do you want to introduce yourself to those who might not know who you are yet?
Okay, sure. Well, I was born in Golden Bay, and my parents had a dairy farm at Rockville on Parr Road, spelled P-A-H. There used to be a Maori Parr there. When they sold the farm and we moved to Stoke for 6 months, I started attending Henley School. So I went to Waimea Intermediate School, Waimea College, and then had an interesting 12 and a half years working as a communications technician, which was originally with New Zealand Post Office, and that became Telecom Corporation in the mid-80s. What happened there was I took on voluntarily the role of being the branch committee secretary for Post Office Union people, and through that became involved with the Public Service Association unions in the 80s, and that led into political interests through becoming a member of the Greens in 1990 and the Alliance in 93 to 96. So I've put in the time and got the street creds from learning how to run campaigns. I'm proud to say three of the people that I've worked with have been elected to the New Zealand Parliament. And now it feels like it's my turn standing for public office, so I'm really happy to be doing it this year here in Nelson City Council.
Great, thank you. And so if you were elected, what are the key issues that you would like to focus on?
I think the most useful thing I could do would be to help solve the traffic congestion problem on peak hour traffic at Waimea Road, coming into the city in the morning and leaving from 4 in the afternoon. People spend hours each week frustrated sitting in traffic at a walking pace or at a standstill. And for the last 3 years, since June of 2022, I haven't owned a motor car at all. I've had an e-bike. I come across from the Ridgeway across the road at the SPCA corner and get onto the cycle path. Some days I count the cars and see what's happening. Typical morning, by the time I get to the emergency department at the hospital, I've passed 52 to 60 vehicles. And I'm cycling along at 30 k's per hour with a fluoro vest, and on the back the slogan says, "Getting there needn't cost the earth." When the Rocks Road was closed due to the slips in the last 3 weeks, the traffic immediately doubled. One morning at 8:45, I counted 109 vehicles, including the log trucks and the delivery vehicles and the buses and lots of cars and utes, of course. Yeah. There's a simple way to solve this problem. Instead of having over 9 out of every 10 cars with the driver only on board, taking one passenger would halve the number of cars. We wouldn't have a congestion problem from that point on. Taking two passengers, it would be a breeze any time of day. This is a simple thing to achieve, and I'm all for making it happen.
What is your sort of point of difference? What do you bring to the mix that, you know, other candidates might not?
I've looked into the profiles that other candidates have put up online, and where I'm significantly different is that I come from a skilled trades technical engineering background. We've got a few real estate agents, we've got a few people who have had teaching jobs, and some who have been self-employed. My background is actually fixing things, making things work, solving problems. I can offer that to the City Council, and I'm unique in being able to do so this year. My skill set involves using evidence and expertise to propose workable solutions to complex problems. I do possess monetary nous and will collaborate to manage the city finances prudently. My background here comes from training with National Mutual Life Association in 1988 and later having agencies with Prudential and Guardian Assurance regarding superannuation planning for long term, which usually involves investing in infrastructure. And since my KiwiSaver matured, I've managed my own portfolio and achieved more than double the market returns over the last 18 months. So that's evidence that I have good financial management skills. My message to voters is to make sure you're actually on the electoral roll and can vote. If you're unsure, go to vote.nz and spend 5 minutes and update your contact details. You're eligible to vote in Nelson if you've lived at the same address for 30 days and are over age 18. So if you're having a birthday anytime in the next month, make sure you enrol the very next day and do vote. It's a privilege to vote. Many countries around the world are desperately wishing they could vote. Take advantage of it and have a say, shape your community's future. Vote.
So are you associated with any political party for this election?
No, I'm not. I'm running as an independent, but I do want to disclose that I am, in the past, a member of the Green Party from August of 1990 to November of 2001, when I stood on a Green ticket in Richmond Ward of Tasman District Council. And since 2017, I've been a financial member of the Opportunities Party. I currently hold the role of Nelson Electric Coordinator.
Thank you so much for coming in and speaking to Fresh FM.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Meet Your Candidates podcast series on Fresh FM. To find out more information about the local elections, head to nelson.govt.nz.